To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan.
All this year I'm off to sunny Spain. Viva España. I'm taking the Costa Brava plane. Viva.
Now from Benidorm to Magaluf, resorts in Spain that are all about sun, sea, sand and the rest. You know what I'm talking about, of course, but the Spanish authorities are trying to move the travel hotspots upmarket, replacing the lager louts with a wealthier, more discerning tourist. Are cheap and cheerful holidays part of the charm of places like this, or are you sick of the sight of drunken revellers? Tell us what kind of holidays you like, or is there somewhere you would never go back to and where you are off to this year? The number to ring, of course, 0845 955 678. Joining me now is the travel journalist Tim Hedgley, who has sampled the delights of Magaluf and indeed Benidorm, and we also have the commentator Lata Sharma with us as well, who says she is appalled by media images of drinking and debauchery abroad. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So, Tim, how do you start then to rebrand Magaluf and Benidorm?
Well, the authorities have obviously decided that enough is enough, and they have, from June, introduced new rules that there'll be no drinking on the street between midnight and 7 a.m, that the ridiculous behaviour of some tourists jumping off balconies into swimming pools and the nudity is also has been banned. But I don't know that they will ever rebrand Magaluf and Benidorm and attract the Joey Essex set or the hipsters and the hip and cool. But I think it's certainly a welcomed idea that the new regulations are being brought in, because it will certainly make it safer for the upwards of 20 million arrivals every year into Palma, Mallorca and, you know, places like that.
And what's the charm of the places for you, Tim?
Well, it is a beautiful part of the world. The weather is obviously, you know, the charm for people going there. It's, you're guaranteed at least 300 days of sunshine every year. And I never went there for the booze cruise type holiday myself, because I do like to travel independently. But there's no doubt that it's a cheap holiday. I was just having a look there. EasyJet are still providing loads of cheap holidays out there.
And isn't that part of the problem, Tim, that you see a lot of stag parties, hen parties heading that direction because it is so cheap and they're guaranteed the sunshine?
Well, yes, but what's not to like about that? You know, when people are going on stag parties and budgets are limited, we're going through a recession, people are going to vote with the pound note, or they're going to vote with the euro, and they have to get the best bang for their buck. So, you know, it's totally understandable that they would go out there, but I think bringing in these rules will certainly help to redefine this type of holiday and bring a little bit of sense and sensibility to some of the behaviour, which, you know, some of the public nudity and all the rest. Young men will go out there and say, well, absolutely wonderful, you know, half of our work is done for us.
Yeah, will these changes, Lata, change your view of Benidorm and Magaluf?
I mean, I have never gone out to any of these sort of holiday resorts. It's just not been my kind of thing. But I have to say, most of our young people are just out to have a good time, just out to enjoy themselves. Yes, they get a bit drunk. Yes, they have a, you know, a bit of a silly time. But I think where people start to get really irate with this behaviour is when it's about jumping off balconies, when it leaves a terrible scar on people, the locals, and what they have to put up with. You know, when we've got people who are doing lewd acts on holiday through excessive amounts of alcohol. This is not about, you know, just... I completely understand why any country would want to do this. I mean, we have... We seem to think we have this God-given right where we can go anywhere in the world and behave in any vulgar way that we choose. That is not acceptable here, and we would hate to think that people from those countries could come here to do that. And we should have a certain standard of behaviour when we go to their countries. But having a great time, this is what these places are about. So we do want to make sure that our young people have somewhere to go and be able to enjoy the crack with their own peers. But It's just the yobbish side, the vulgar side that has become, you know, these people have pushed the boundaries further and further. We've forgotten that we have to respect the places that we go to. So if these authorities out there feel they want to do that, that's absolutely fine by me. I just hope that...
A lot of young people would say that's the attraction for them of Magaluf and Benidorm. That's what they want to get up to whenever they go on holidays.
Yeah, but they want to get up to what we... What they have to understand is there's a limit as to how far they think they have a right to go.
And it's not a rite of passage for some of them?
Well, rite of passage, but you know what? Go and do a rite of passage in your own living area. Don't go to other people's areas and think you have a right to do that rite of passage there. I mean, this is the problem. They have some of these people do have an incredibly arrogant attitude when they go out. As I say, most young people that I know, who would be going out would be really, really great people and have a great time. And yes, have a few too many and whatever, but they never ever cross the boundary of respect where they're disrespectful to the local people. And myself, I lived out in Cyprus for about a year, working out there, and I don't remember anybody getting beyond to this point of vulgarity. Yes, they were getting drunk. Yes, they were hanging out to 2-3 in the morning. You know, there was a bit of this, that and the other, but nothing of this degree went on. And I think the more that the locals in those countries tolerated, the more that the more aggressively vulgar ones push the boundaries.
It's not just about tolerating this, though, Tim, it has to be said. A lot of businesses, I would imagine, in Benidorm and Magaluf have done well out of this, have done well out of the lager louts.
Well, this is exactly the problem. Well, there were a couple of problems. The police, for example, and the Spanish government welcomed this behaviour and almost created this culture.
Well, that's not fair. They didn't welcome this behaviour. They welcomed the fact that they were coming over to, enjoy the weather, buy the alcohol, buy the food and put money into their economy. They
exactly.
were nobody of any sort of rational thinking person would welcome this sort of behaviour.
No, but what I'm saying is that the Spanish government welcomed the behaviour insofar as it generated hundreds of millions of euros. And the police were very loath to stamp on that behaviour. It's only now that the authorities in Spain, since June, have decided that they will not tolerate this anymore. But they did tolerate it and they allowed it. For example, when people come to Britain, Spanish people come to Britain and they get drunk, they know that they cannot behave the way they do in Magaluf and Ayia Napa, for example. They know that they can't behave like that because the authorities will not tolerate it over
Hold
here.
Hold on, we do have that. We have that in, you see the documentaries where they see people coming out of late night bars in Manchester. We have it here in Bradbury.
Yes, but we don't tolerate it.
The thing is, we tolerate it, but it's our kids. But we shouldn't expect our kids to think that they have right to tolerate it over there. And yes, the Spanish authorities did accept that it was something, but the problem is they push it to a point where it becomes ugly, where people who are working in these resorts have to deal with the drunken behaviour. But the drunken behaviour when they go to a balcony and they fall off and they die,
yeah.
Or the lewd behaviour, is where it becomes...
Yeah, the difficulty, though, Lata, for resorts like this is that is what they're known for. That is what
people go to these
places for, and it's very hard to move away from that particular point.
Absolutely. I'm not saying this is going to be something that's going to be easy for them. I think when you let something like this go on for too long, then it does become difficult to push back. But I understand why they want to do it, and I think they have every right to try and do it and start nipping back and pushing back and nudging back this sort of behaviour. It's not acceptable to behave like this in anybody's country. We wouldn't like to tolerate it here. We tolerate it from our own, yes, but my goodness, if other people from other parts of the world came in and started doing this, particularly from other cultures, we'd be kicking up stink. So we need to be more understanding of why they need to do that and be fair and allow them to try and do it.
0845 912 5678 is the telephone number. Ian from Carrickfergus is on the line. Ian, your daughter is in Benidorm right now and has witnessed a 12th of July parade over there.
Yes, that's correct. And apparently they hold this every year at the 12th. Have a band and although a few orange men and have a wee parade. I'm not sure the exact size of it now, but they do have a parade of some sort every year there.
Mm. And what was the attraction for her, Ian, in going to Benidorm in the first place?
well, it was just a holiday, really. She didn't actually go to see the 12th of July parade. She just happened to be there at that time.
Yeah. But it's a bad press that sometimes the resort gets. Some people are keen to go there because they know it's a good party place. Other people are less willing to do so. Was it something like that that convinced her this good place to go with her friends, or was it just down to price?
No, it's just she's been there before. I've been there myself, and you'll get people behaving badly no matter where you go, really. It's just one of these things that happen.
And would you like to see it rebranded?
Well, I would like to see some of the behaviour cut out. Obviously, some of it goes beyond the pale a bit, but I say it'll probably still keep happening no matter what they try to do.
Yeah, and the danger, of course, if they do go upmarket, the prices may also go upmarket, and that could be one of the downsides of changing the way people perceive the resorts.
Maybe it might be an idea for them to head off to Greece for a while and give the Greeks a bit of a better economy and help them out.
They could certainly do with the help, that's for sure.
I know.
Tim, where do you think all of this is going to end up?
Well, I really can't see the rebranding exercise working that well. I think Benidorm, Magaluf, or Shagaluf, as it's unfortunately known, I can't see it ever changing.
Just be a little bit careful about the language, Tim.
Yes, absolutely.
It's half past 10 in the morning.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what it was called. And that is one of the unfortunate things, that I don't know that the rebranding exercise will dissipate that. It will still be known as a party capital and a place to go for some sea and sangria. So
I think having a party place for our young people is very important, and yes, they should have a place to go to enjoy themselves, let their hair down, etc. We're not talking about those normal young adults who go out there to enjoy themselves, or older adults for that matter, but we are talking about just overstepping the mark to the point where you make the locals suffer, you put pressure on their police services, their ambulance services, and they're already under pressure economically. They're trying to recover. You know, we know what it's like here in the UK and Ireland. We know the stresses and strains that it puts on our local services. So I think once we appreciate that our young people have a place to go, that's absolutely fine. But just step back from the brink of being completely and utterly nuts.
Okay, Lata, Tim, thank you very much. And